Now, I know what I said there toward the end of that segment is going to make some people's heads explode, so let me back it up. This is all from a variety of sources, including the Center for Immigration Studies, National Immigration Forum, American Immigration Council. An estimated 61% of households headed by undocumented immigrants get at least one form of public benefit, compared to 37% of households headed by a U.S.-born citizen. However, only 20% of undocumented individual heads of household personally receive benefits. Vast majority of these benefits come to other members of their households, most typically their U.S.-born children who are citizens and fully eligible for public assistance from birth. Unless the Supreme Court at the end of the month says something else about the 14th Amendment, that is carved in stone, so deal with that. Data from the Center for Immigration Studies and the Survey of Income and Program Participation, they bring to light a major distinction between personal use and household use. Let's get into this one here. Household use, 60.7%, means about 61% of undocumented headed households utilize at least one program. For households with children, that number goes up to 84.6%. Now, when it comes to individual use, only one in five undocumented household heads personally receive benefits. 41% difference represents legally eligible family members, primarily, as I said, U.S.-born citizen children living in these households. Big question for many people is, what benefits can undocumented immigrants legally receive? By federal law, this is under the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, undocumented immigrants are categorized as not qualified aliens or barred from standard programs like SNAP, food stamps, regular Medicaid, temporary assistance for needy families, supplemental security income, but they can legally receive specific emergency, state-level or child-focused benefits. For example, emergency Medicaid, covering life-threatening medical events, childbirth expenses. While 39% of undocumented households have a member on Medicaid, only 1% of undocumented household heads personally use it. And that's only for emergencies. When it comes to the child nutrition programs, again, undocumented children, pregnant, postpartum women, qualify directly for the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, the WIC program, and either free or reduced price school lunches. The Earned Income Tax Credit, an estimated several million undocumented immigrants hold temporary work authorizations, like DACA, temporary protected status. So that grants them a Social Security number to legally claim the Earned Income Tax Credit if they pay income taxes. When it comes to state-funded programs, roughly 14 states use their own local funds to provide health care coverage to undocumented children, and other states offer limited health care to adults. Now let's turn to the Cato Institute, who did a huge 30-year study. It's called Immigrants' Recent Effects on Government Budgets, 1994 to 2023. And what it reveals is that immigrants generated a cumulative net fiscal surplus of $14.5 trillion for the U.S. government budgets. Let me repeat that. Immigrants generated a cumulative net fiscal surplus of $14.5 trillion for U.S. government budgets. The analysis evaluated things like federal, state, local data and came to the conclusion that immigrants consistently paid more in taxes than they consumed in benefits every single year during that 30-year span, 1994-2023. Let's drill in a little deeper here. As far as deficit reduction, immigrants cut overall U.S. budget deficits by roughly one-third between 1994 and 2023, providing an independent fiscal savings of $878 billion in 2023 alone. Without the tax contributions of immigrants, total U.S. public debt would have surpassed 205% of gross domestic product, which would be nearly double its actual 2023 level. Immigrants generated about 17% more in taxes per capita, roughly $100,000 more per person, than native-born Americans over the 30-year time frame. In 2023 alone, immigrants contributed $1.3 $1 trillion in total taxes while receiving, again, through the means I talked about earlier, $761 billion in governmental benefits, and immigrants produced a $6.6 trillion surplus at the state and local levels because they statistically consume less in public education, government pensions, and policing compared to U.S.-born citizens. So when you hear someone state something that your knee-jerk reaction compels you to push back against, try informing yourself just a little bit, because it might lead you to something known as understanding the truth.